Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Good afternoon. The Consumer Rights Ministry said this morning it had ordered Airbnb to withdraw more than 65,000 listings for holiday rentals from its platform, saying they violated existing rules. The government, as well as city councils and regional authorities, have launched a general crackdown on tourism rentals via sites such as Airbnb and Booking.com, which many say are creating excess tourism, cramping housing stock, and making renting unaffordable for locals. Most of the Airbnb listings to be blocked did not include their license number, whilst others did specifying whether the owner was an individual or a corporation, so the ministry said in a statement. The consumer minister said his goal is to end the general lack of control and illegality in the holiday rental business and favour access for housing and protect consumer rights. Barcelona's mayor took the toughest move so far in June last year when he ordered a total ban on tourism rentals by 2028. Polish customs have seized 5 tons of tyres for Boeing civilian aircraft that were to be transited through Belarus and Russia, so the country's National Tax Administration said this morning, adding that such goods fall under European Union sanctions. Officers discovered during an inspection of a truck that the driver was carrying the tyres used in Boeing aircraft instead of the declared car and bus tyres, the National Tax Administration said. The shipper of the goods was a company from Spain, and the recipient was from Azerbaijan. A criminal case has been opened over customs fraud, and the sanctioned goods have been detained. Spain's foreign trade deficit increased notably in March from a year ago as imports grew faster than exports, so preliminary data from the Economy Ministry showed this morning. The trade deficit rose to 5.48 billion euros in March from 2.03 billion in the corresponding month last year. In February, there was a shortfall of 3.42 billion euros. Exports rose 8.5% annually in March and imports surged by 18.3%. And the UK's top destination for summer holidays this year has been revealed, and it's not Spain. According to research by On the Beach, it's Turkey that is this year's leading summer destination. More British tourists than ever are heading to Turkey, with bookings rising by some 54% in 2 years. On the Beach says the resort area on Turkey's turquoise coast has seen a 7% increase in visitors over the last year. The Canary Islands, they are this year's second most popular destination. Mainland Spain rounds out the top three, whilst the Balearic Islands are the fourth most popular spot. And Brits are mostly opting for all-inclusive breaks this year. 62% booked are all-inclusive. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.